Hello, my name is Adrian, returning your call back from customer support. How can I help you?
I got my bank statement, and I had two items on it that I didn't recognize, and I have checked on one, and now I have one left. So I need some help here. I don't have any idea what this is for, and these two amounts are identical.
Okay, yes, and I'll be more than happy to assist you with those charges. And can you provide me with your first and last name?
Lorraine Lemire.
Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address, Lorraine?
3 Leverage Lane and apartment 102 in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. All right, and yes, I do hear where you have our mini pods and our smartwatch. Our smartwatch is good for checking your health and blood oxygen levels. So back with what it is back on March the 1st.
Okay, this is a duplicate then. This is I got charged twice for the same item. I just spoke to someone at 855-465-7542. And that's exactly what they told me.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. What it is, even though you have two products and they probably got two different numbers, it's still the same company. So you already spoke with someone from our company. It's the same company.
I did not get two items.
You didn't get the pods or the watch?
Right.
Okay. I can definitely track it here and see what happened with those because it's a tracking number on your account here.
Well, that may be so, but... This is a duplicate billing.
No, ma'am, it's not duplicate billing. You have two products.
Exactly the same dates. There's no possibility.
Yes, ma'am,
I don't even remember
ordering
at all. But, I do not recall ordering it, and I also did not receive these items. However, I understand from the first one that it was delivered here, but it's not possible that mistake is made twice.
Well, it's not a duplicate charge. You got charged for the watch and the mini pods. Based off the tracking number, it was delivered to your home on March the 9th. Now you stated that you didn't do it. Now is this fraud? Are you saying this is fraud? Someone did it with your information?
It has to be. There's no earthly way that the same day, the same items, the same dates on two separate items.
It's a trial period where you get the mini pods and watch. So they're actually, it's a package. So that's why you see the same date, the same item. What it is, it's a package for the mini pods, the warranty, and the watch. All of those are a package deal.
I understand what you're saying. I understand that if that it was supposed to be a trial period, but on the thing, and I have no idea where they went. But I'm telling you, I am not paying twice for this. I am not.
No,
I
ma'am, you're not paying twice. What it is you paid the shipping and handling for the $5.95, and then the $59.95 is the price for the watch, and the other $59.95 is the price for the mini pods. Now, I can offer you 35% of your funds back if you
That's
wish to
not...
continue with the products.
No. If you tell me that this was for the watch and the mini and the and whatever the earbuds are or whatever the heck, then there's no way that this should have been. I mean, that's over $100, $120 on my...
Each product have their own price, which is the same price. Now,
then
I can offer you 50% of your refunds back.
You let me finish what I have to say before you interrupt me, please. Please. And I'm sorry to be annoyed with you, but I have been through, I have had three fraud things on my account, my other bank account, in 2 months. I am just sick and tired of this. But I listened to the first person that I talked to at whatever the other thing is, and there's no possible way, no way at all, that a watch was $59.95 and the earbuds were $59.95. That's not possible. That's not possible. And you said to me right away, as soon as I told you what the amount was, you said the watch and the earbuds. And she said to me before that, the watch and the earbuds. So, I am 80 years old. I live in senior housing. I live off of my Social Security. I cannot afford this kind of idiocy. And I never did order items at all. Not only that, I didn't receive them. So, I mean, they could have been delivered. There's 100 people in this building. But, you know, there's no way that this is right. I need a complete refund, at least, of the $59.95. And I don't care if you decide to do it between the two of you or whatever the heck, but I am not paying this. I'm going to my bank, and I am stopping this. They're going to set up a fraud alert on this, because that's not right. I mean, it's not fair. It's not reasonable. I would never do that. I can't afford that kind of money out of my account. I couldn't understand why my account was not, you know, I mean, I have money in it, but that's not, when I got my bank statement, I'm like, whoa, wait a second. So now you can answer me in a manner that addresses what I have said to you, not some script that you have. Please.
Okay. All right, and I do understand you said that it is fraud, and we do investigate fraud to the fullest. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to get you over to our fraud department, Ms. Lorraine, so that I can go ahead and take care of your account, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bear with me one moment while I put you on a brief hold to get you connected.
Civil liability when you're operating in policy, training, and the law.